Hello, everyone, and welcome to Touch 'Em All. As usual, we're your hosts, Mario
and Rafi,
and we're gonna get into some opening week mayhem. Not really mayhem, but
no, interesting things happening around the league this week. I guess we'll start off with injuries.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the injuries because more injuries after opening weekend.
Yeah,
and some big players have gone down.
Big players. Last week we talked about Longo going down. This week, the second baseman for the Twins, Tsuyoshi Nishioka, broke his leg on a play where he was ready to turn the throw to first base and was taken out on a slide.
Yeah, and Hanley Ramirez had didn't have as severe the injury, but it was a similar situation where Bill Hall on Friday night was sliding into second base.
Exactly.
And Hanley went to go turn to throw, and he ended up getting hit in the leg as well.
Yeah.
Ended up with only a knee contusion or leg contusion, so not as serious as Nishioka, but still cause for concern. Exactly. Didn't play Saturday or Sunday, and I don't think he was available to pinch hit either.
No, he should be ready Tuesday, but you know we'll see how it goes.
Right, yeah, a scary moment for Marlins fans. I mean, that's the franchise right there.
Do you think there was intent?
I don't think so. Bill Hall has come out and said that he said there was no intent. I kind of followed this situation a little bit over the weekend, and on Sunday, Edward Mojica pegged Bill Hall, got tossed from the game, and then I forgot the pitcher's name, and Yuri
Rodriguez
came in and pegged Gabby Sanchez, got him right on the rear end, and he got tossed from the game. So
I thought Jim Joyce had a quick trigger. I didn't think there was... And Mojica was the first pitch of the at bat, perhaps. But as far as Rodriguez was concerned, he hit Gabby on a full count.
Yeah.
He had already thrown a few pitches. If you wanted to send a message, you would have done it on the first pitch.
Exactly. Mojica, I think, was sending the message. And
yeah.
At that point, fine. You're even. It's done. Whatever.
And to be honest, it was stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was stupid. There was no reason to do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's baseball. You play, you know, you're taught to break up a double play.
Right.
You know, the Bill Hall was within reach of the base by far. I mean,
he's
pretty much on top of the base. So I thought it was really uncalled for by Mojica. But, you know, that's how it is. And Rodriguez had his, Edwin Rodriguez, Marlins manager, had his point to, you know, argue the fact that, you know, there was no intent. I mean, he probably was covering it up.
Right, but...
And then back in the clubhouse, he'd be like, hey, don't do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure Mojica got
an earful.
Yeah, exactly. In other shortstop news, Eric Ibar went on the DL.
Strained oblique.
Strained oblique. Man, the obliques are... another week of oblique injuries. I mean, it's... It doesn't seem like seems like it's a very weak muscle in early parts of the season here.
I guess so.
You know, we had a few guys go down with injuries. Ryan Zimmerman is also dated. Ryan Zimmerman and Andres Torres are day to day. And it's, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, these big names are going down. It's kind of worrisome.
Yeah, Zimmerman with an abdominal strain. So. It keeps going with that pattern.
So maybe they need to do some more plank exercises or, you know, work out their cores. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, apparently, like you said, the Zimmerman's injury is not as severe, but he may miss a little more time than expected.
Mm-hmm. And Andres Torres went down as well.
Yes,
correct?
He did. If I'm not mistaken, he went down with a strained left Achilles tendon.
Okay.
Which, now that presents a bit of a problem. Well, yes and no, because the Giants had a crowded outfield to begin with. And now they've lost Cody Ross.
Right.
Who hasn't played yet.
And now they lost Andres Torres.
So now Aaron Rowand is getting playing time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Pat Burrell and Nate Cheerholtz and DeRosa.
And let's not forget Aubrey Huff.
And Aubrey Huff. Now, because Brandon Belt is at first base. So the outfield's still crowded.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens there. As far as other injuries, a couple of Cubs pitchers went down. Both Andrew Kashner and Randy Wells As the ironic part about this is that just before the season got started, the Cubs parted ways with Carlos Silva.
Who's now a member of the Yankees.
Who's now just signed with the Yankees, and now the Cubs find themselves in need of a starting pitcher. So I categorize this as a big blow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to lose two pitchers like that, you're already thin as it is.
Right.
I don't know how deep their farm is, but
they just traded away their top pitcher, minor league pitcher,
to the Rays when they got Garza. Right. Garza's not gotten off to a great start. I mean,
the first start he had, well, I believe it was 12 strikeouts or whatever, but his last start against the Brewers, and was it Saturday or yesterday?
It was over the weekend.
Over the weekend, there was a lot left to be desired there.
Yeah.
And, we'll see what we get out of the Cubs.
And that seemed to be the trend with some pitchers that I noticed was they got off to, they had a great first start, and then the second start was not so great.
Yeah.
Unless you're Rick Porcello. And then,
can't get it right.
Killed my fantasy team this week, but that's okay. I digress. In other news, I mean, we do have guys coming back off of injuries this week. Matt Latos is getting the call today for the Padres. Matt Holliday had a great return to the lineup 10 days after getting an appendectomy. Hit a home run yesterday, I think. Had like 4 RBIs or something like that. Mm-hmm. Mike Stanton came back over the weekend, started both Saturday and Sunday, was big on Saturday, had a double and some RBIs. Had some great defensive plays over the weekend, so it seems like the hamstring is not bothering him as much.
Yeah, I mean, you still don't want to push it. I mean, you want to play within your restrictions, but you can still play hard.
Right.
A perfect example, is when I believe it was Gabby grounded into a double play yesterday. Instead of sliding into second base, Stanton knew that he was going to get beaten at the back, so he just took a right turn. Right.
And that's smart. You don't want to run the risk of re-injuring yourself. Right. You know, it's a long season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's still a lot of baseball to play, and we'll just have to see how it goes forward. It seems like they got one future superstar back, and they lost their superstar.
Yeah.
In Hanley and. I just feel like with one of those two guys missing in the lineup, it's a completely different lineup. We saw it with Stanton out against the Mets, what happened Saturday and Sunday. We saw what happened yesterday not having Hanley in the lineup. They need those two guys in the lineup. If not, I don't think they're as fearsome a lineup as they can be. They don't demand that respect from pitchers. So Let's take a look at some standings, because after a week in baseball, there's some teams in first place that we didn't think were going to be in first place. Starting in the AL, let's go with the AL East with Baltimore, 6-3, a game ahead of the Yankees. And the AL East has really been kind of screwy this so far after a week because some teams that you thought were going to get off to good starts didn't and are, at the bottom looking up in Boston and Tampa. Boston 2-7, Tampa 1-8.
I'm more surprised at that than Baltimore, really. I mean, we talked about it throughout the offseason and whatnot. That
the fighting Showalters.
Yeah, these guys were gonna come out of the gate and, they were gonna show the rest of the baseball world that they're for real.
Yeah, and they picked up right where they left off last year. They finished very strong, Baltimore did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but Boston and Tampa have definitely surprised me. I mean, I did not think – I knew the Rays were not going to be as good as they were last year. They lose Carlos Peña. They lose Matt Garza. They lost their entire bullpen. Carl Crawford's gone. So I didn't think they were going to be – I didn't think they were going to get off to a great start, but I didn't think they were going to get off to that bad a start.
Right.
Boston, I thought, was going to come out of the gates firing. That didn't happen, but I think the problem lies in their rotation.
Yeah.
I mean – Lackey getting tagged for 9 runs. Beckett, though, he was masterful yesterday, didn't have a great first start. Mm-hmm. Clay Buchholz has not had a great first start.
No.
Matsuzaka, not even Lester, who's their ace, has not been great
right
so far. So I think they need to get their rotation issues worked out. Mm-hmm. And once they do, I think they're going to start firing. I mean, that's going to be a very potent offensive team.
Definitely.
I mean, Euclid hasn't really gotten it going yet. He's hitting like under 100, but he is drawing walks. He's got like a 364 on-base percentage. So he's doing well in that respect. But
Crawford hitters hasn't put it together.
Yeah, the hitters.
The only one is Adrian Gonzalez, who's gotten off to a good start.
Yeah, the hitters need to get it going.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens. The Yankees are doing what the Yankees do.
Yeah.
Toronto, same thing, you know, kind of just, they're just, you know, they're kind of starting middle of the road. Bautista's got two home runs already. We'll see the quest for 50 again and see if he can do it. I don't think he will, but. And let's move on to the Central Division because it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, if I had told you at the beginning of the, during the offseason, the Cleveland Indians were going to be in first place with a 7-2 record, you probably thought I'd be crazy or something, but no, that's the truth.
It's the truth. 7-2, and the White Sox are 6-3, which we kind of expected.
Uh-huh.
Kansas City 6-3.
You know, they're an exciting bunch that they've had a few walk-off wins already.
Yeah, we thought they were a few years away, but
yeah, you know, but they have a nice, you know, mix of veterans and young guys there, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't think they'll contend when it's all said and done, but you know, it's a nice start for them. Yeah.
Then you have Detroit 3-6 and Minnesota 3-6.
Minnesota's kind of surprising me there. I mean, I thought they were gonna play a lot better. Joe Mauer's getting off to a not so great start, and you know, just all around, Pavano didn't have a good start. His first start, his last start was not, it was pretty good. 8 innings, 1 run ball, but you know, I'm sure they'll get better. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, Detroit kind of surprised me because I thought, you know, they went after Victor Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made some moves to get, you know, some pieces. Right. And I thought they were going to be, you know, coming out of the gates firing, and they haven't. I mean, Miguel Cabrera is hitting, so mm-hmm. that's, you know, there's no concern there. Verlander has been masterful in his two starts so far, giving up only the 2 earned runs.
Right.
And he has 17 strikeouts already. For the White Sox, Edwin Jackson has been a very pleasant surprise so far. His first start was good.
Mm-hmm.
His second start was great.
Right.
I mean, took a shutout into the 8th inning, had 13 strikeouts. I mean, just a great start. Great, great start for Edwin Jackson. In the West, the Rangers are red hot.
You know, in a sense, it's a bit surprising because, you know, there's a lot of expectations being the American League champions from last year. And so now you have to come out and prove that you're not a fluke and that, you know, you're there to contend this year. And, you know, they've proven it, I mean, so far.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, they're showing everybody that they're the team to beat in the AL.
Right.
And that's great. I mean, they swept Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Their only loss, I think, was to Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, the Angels getting off to a decent start at 5-4. I mean, you know, we kind of expected that. Oakland at 4-5, kind of expected that as well. Seattle 2-7.
Expected that.
Yeah, although I think their rotation is a little underrated.
Yeah, I mean,
guys like Doug Fister and Jason Vargas are going to pitch well in Safeco.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Bedard seems to be pitching pretty well. Felix is Felix, so you're not.
The run support. Same thing that happened last year. They scored, I mean, it was an average of 3.4 runs a game last year. You're not going to win that way.
Yeah.
And so, and this year,
especially in the American League.
Especially in the American
League. You're not going to win like that.
And, you know, I think they're off to the same start this year. They started 2-0, but then has lost 7 in a row. So.
Yeah. So let's move through on to the National League, and let's start with the East. Philly at 7-2.
That's actually surprising.
I agree. I didn't think they were going to get off to that good a start.
They're actually hitting, and we've said it that we didn't think they were going to hit, and well, lo and behold, they're hitting.
Yeah. Atlanta at 4-6 kind of surprises me.
Yeah, I really thought they were going to get off to a better start than that, but I guess. As far as all of these teams, it's, you know, 9-10 games in.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not, you can't really tell.
Yeah, I mean, teams are going to go hot, they're going to go cold.
Right.
The Marlins are 5-4, which is nice. It's good to see. Despite the injuries to Stanton, despite the injury to Hanley, they're still fighting. The extra inning losses to the Mets were tough.
And the Nats was
a tough loss as well. They should have swept that. They should have swept the Astros yesterday. Our expectations are too high.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching the Marlins game, and I don't remember if it was Tommy or Rich pointed out that the Marlins have never swept Houston
in Houston. Yeah, I saw that.
So, hey, I guess, numbers don't lie. I mean, we still haven't swept a series in Houston, so, I'll take 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Anytime you can take 2 out of 3, I'll take it. And
absolutely. Two out of 3 puts you on track to win, 100 games. So,
you get ready for the Braves series, which is going to be very important. And then after that, we go to Philly.
Yep.
So,
Cincinnati at 6-3. That's kind of... I kind of expected that. I mean, they are the defending National League Central champs.
Mm-hmm.
Although the AL East is very, very close. I mean, the Phillies are 2 games ahead of the Marlins, but everyone else, from the Marlins down to Atlanta, are separated by 1.5 games.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's going to be the battle all season. I think the wild card is coming out of the NL East this year.
You think so?
I think so. Either the NL East or the NL West.
NL West,
I don't think it's going to be coming out of the Central.
No. I think they're going to beat each other up.
And that's
what's going to happen there.
Yeah. Interesting fantasy news. I just got a trade offer, and I don't know if I'm going to accept it or not. I probably won't.
Interesting.
Yeah. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Milwaukee off to a 500 start. Pittsburgh off to a 500 start. That's good to see. St. Louis... 3-6, I half expected it.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I really am. I thought, again, it's the beginning of the season, but I thought they were going to defy all odds.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can't put too much stock into 1 week out of, 20 some odd weeks, but...
The Pujols has gone off to a dismal start.
Yeah, he's not hitting. I mean,
one home run,
Yeah, he's not hitting yet. Tony La Russa came out and said it. Do you really think Pujols is not going to hit?
Yeah.
Of course he's going to hit. He's Albert Pujols. But, you'd like to see him, especially if you're in a fantasy league and you own him, you'd like to see him get off,
Definitely.
Come out of the gate swinging.
Do you think the contract talks have anything to do with this?
I don't know. And it could be. I mean, it could be that since there is that uncertainty, it's clouding his head and all that stuff. But, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you hope it doesn't turn out to be and it probably won't, but if it turns out to be a full season thing, that would be extremely interesting.
Yeah, and then the NL West is just
the NL Wild West.
The Wild West, exactly. I mean, you have a Colorado Dodgers at the top, and then... Arizona, San Diego, the defending world champs at the bottom of the division right now.
Yeah.
But they're only 2.5 games out of first. I mean, it's still very early in the season. San Francisco's dealing with some injuries. Brian Wilson's not pitching well, so they've blown a couple games there.
But they also have high flair for the dramatic in the last, Friday and Saturday, they won via the walk-off.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they just got shut out by Kyle Loesch.
Yeah.
So
I'm liking about the Dodgers is Matt Kemp is hitting.
Yeah.
Matt Kemp is hitting .438. He's got 6 steals already. He's 6-for-6. He hasn't been caught yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a home run. He's scoring runs, driving in runs. I mean, he's being the 5-tool player that he's been touted to be,
right,
which is great. Because he had a down year last year, and a lot of people had questions about him, and so I think, him getting off to that start, and he got caught stealing 15 times last year.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
But that he's been, stealing bases already is nice.
Yeah, the Dodgers needed the big three to get going, and that's Kemp, Ethier, and Loney.
Yeah.
And, Loney has gone off to an okay start, but like you mentioned, Kemp and Ethier have gone off to hot starts, and that's what they need to do to compete in the NL West.
Exactly.
Pitching wise, Kershaw
was just
he's fine.
He's
don't
masterful.
Worry about him.
Yeah, he's been masterful lately. I mean, he killed me. I mean, his 17 strikeouts I think he had last week was just, God, killed one of my fantasy teams. Kershaw's been great. Ted Lilly kind of got roughed up a little bit his two starts. Hasn't made it to the fifth inning yet, hasn't made it out of the fifth inning.
Kind of causes for concern.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that, by the way? Because we did make that trade last week.
You know,
you did get Neftali Feliz out of
I did get Neftali Feliz, and I think that was what I really wanted.
Right.
You know, Ted Lilly, okay, cool. I mean, Markham hasn't necessarily been lighting the world up.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, I know Lilly, you know, but...
Yeah.
You know, the trade was really for Neftali Feliz, and...
And yeah.
We'll see.
It was more you wanted Feliz, I wanted Markham.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of... when we're both satisfied kind of with the players that we wanted so far. I mean, Markham's exactly. been pitching well. He's been serviceable so far.
Yeah.
He hasn't been lights out yet. But
better than Lilly.
Better than Lilly, and I think he'll get there. So.
Yeah.
What are your expectations for this week in terms of before we get into fantasy,
yeah.
Manny Ramirez was facing a 100-game suspension because he tested positive again for PEDs. Decides to retire. You and I talked about this a little while ago, and we both think that he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, I mean, it's really a shame because he's a great hitter. You know, he's very dedicated in what his work ethic and everything points out to maybe, yeah, he should be there, but because of his negligence, because of just Manny being Manny, he probably won't get in. I mean, you don't see guys like Mark McGwire even getting close to being voted in.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa, Jose Canseco,
Rafael Palmeiro. Yeah.
Rafael Palmeiro. It's funny. Buster Olney was talking in the last night's game, the Red Sox and Yankees, and they asked him, "Would you vote for Manny Ramirez?" And he said. No, unlike Mark McGwire, and this is, I disagree completely. So he goes, Mark McGwire is a different case because it was the Wild West in baseball, where everything goes. To me, if you find out that something, you know, somebody took PED or, you know, what have you, how are you going to let that person get in?
Right.
To me, that just doesn't fly. It, you know.
Yeah.
And so...
And another baseball news, the Barry Bonds perjury trial is going on. I keep getting updates about that. I don't know. I think he's going to jail. I think he's going to jail, and I don't think he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I feel bad for his trainer, though.
Yeah. There's Barry Bonds and his home run record. Yes, he hit 700 and whatever home runs to break the record, but I...
How many of those...
were
legit. I mean, come on.
Yes, it take you know the plate discipline, the plate vision, you know all of that. The batting eye, that is all a part of him as a hitter.
Right.
But when you use drugs to
enhance
your performance, then you know you're creating an unfair advantage. And I don't think a lot of those home runs should count. I mean,
right.
I was saying it when he was getting close. I said, you know, they should let him get to seven, you know, just one behind Hank Aaron's and just walk him the rest of his career.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, you hate to see but you know, what are you going to do? You're not going to vote a fraud into the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
You're not going to make it a circus.
Exactly.
You know, it's an insult for those that are in the Hall of Fame who have earned their way into the Hall of Fame, and you're going to add these clowns who you're not going to do that.
Exactly.
You know?
And kind of some sad news in baseball. That fan at Dodger Stadium opening weekend or whatever it was is still in a coma. And Our thoughts are definitely with the family. I mean, that was what happened out at Dodger Stadium to that Giants fan. It was completely uncalled for, atrocious. And I mean, I really hope they catch the animals that did that. I mean, in case you folks don't know, two Dodgers or guys dressed in Dodgers attire attacked three Giants fans who were coming out of the game that night. I believe it was opening weekend, right?
I believe it was, yeah.
And attacked them so bad that, you know, this one gentleman, a 42-year-old paramedic, father of two, is now in a medically induced coma. And, you know, the outlook is not good. And it's things like that that really disappoint people, you know, disappoint fans in baseball. Yeah. And because that's not what a lot of the majority of fans are about. So our thoughts are definitely with the family of those people.
And they're going to increase security in San Francisco tonight for the Giants-Dodgers game.
Yeah, hopefully there's no retaliation. Yeah. I don't think there should be. Those were just two idiots that, you know, had nothing better to do with their time. So anyway, I think we can jump into some fantasy talk.
Sure, let's do that.
So how did your teams do this week?
I did pretty well.
Yeah.
I blew the door open.
Yeah, same here. I blew the door open in one of my leagues. I think we blew the door open in the same league.
Yeah.
Actually. In our points league. And I won my matchup by 70 points thanks to my White Sox, my fighting White Sox yesterday. Gordon Beckham hit a home run. Paul Konerko hit two home runs. Mm-hmm. Gavin Floyd pitched 8 innings where he only gave up 1 run unearned.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gavin Floyd, yeah, had a great, great matchup.
Yeah, I took Jared Weaver, right to the finishing line there, and he rewarded me with a win, and I had Joey Votto in one of my leagues, and a pickup during the week that I made that Jose Tabata. I dropped Austin Jackson, and I picked Tabata, and wow.
Yeah, if you're in a league, drop Austin Jackson now, please. Unless you're in an AL only league, I really think that's maybe the only position where he's a play.
Maybe.
But I mean, 14 strikeouts already.
You can get somebody else.
There's other players out there. I mean, Brennan Bosch is out there. He's gotten off to a good start. Mm-hmm. Nick Swisher may be available in some leagues.
Michael Brantley from the Indians. You can go on and on, and you'll have a better play.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, in my league, my big guy was Edwin Jackson. I mean, really, really turned it up. Edwin Jackson, Paul Konerko really turned it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did lose Longoria. I had Bautista out for a few games. Although I did pick up Callaspo in that one, that one day, and he ended up rewarding me with a home run and 5 RBIs, so kind of enjoyed that. And you know, it was kind of a wacky week because it's like my first day, I start out with like negative points, and then the next 2 days I scored 120 and 131 points. I mean, it was just like back to back and just slapped them around a little bit. But, I mean, really going into the last day, it was really close. It was still fairly close. It could have been anyone's matchup.
Right.
And, you know, my White Sox just delivered.
Yeah.
The White Sox just delivered for me. Nobody else on my team delivered except the White Sox.
So, yeah, I was a bit upset with McCutcheon. He got off to a nice start during the week, last weekend. But then kind of just couldn't get things going throughout the week. And, you know, luckily he didn't lose the week for me, but that's somebody, you know, to keep an eye on. I'm sure he'll get better. You know, he's Andrew McCutcheon. But him hitting in the third, and same thing with Hanley. They're hitting in the number 3 hole. So I don't know if you're going to see as many stolen base opportunities for them.
Right.
They're going to be focused on drive. McCutcheon has popped up I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
So that kind of gets a feeling that
Take him up the ladder.
Maybe he wants to hit it out, you know, and maybe he's getting ahead of it or whatever, and he's not letting that ball come through the zone, and, you know, it's a bit concerning.
Yeah. Gordon Beckham has also gotten off to a great start this year. I know there were concerns about him, you know, going into the year. Mm-hmm. But if you look at his second half numbers, he had a great second half. I think he had like 10 home runs, you know, hit over 300. And he's kind of carried that over into this year so far, into this first week of the season. Mm-hmm. Let's hope he can keep it up, because he's got a good chance at that. Let's talk about Cliff Lee for a second, because he was kind of Jekyll and Hyde last week. And I think he's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. But it's still interesting. His first start was really good.
Yeah.
Gave up, what, like 3 runs?
Something like that.
But had like 11 strikeouts. Yeah. I mean, had a great game. Jaime Garcia had a great week last week.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lee's second start, he didn't make it out of the fourth inning.
No.
And he just got tagged. I mean, he still had a few strikeouts, but that was, I mean, cause for concern, you think?
I mean, you're going to get that out of guys maybe 3-4 times a year. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens there. But, I wouldn't be concerned about it. He'll be fine.
Yeah, a big surprise for me was Trevor Cahill. Who's on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that he pitched well, because I knew he would pitch well,
but
the fact that he's striking out a ton of batters. He's got like 15 strikeouts already, and he's not a strikeouts guy.
No, it's...
I mean, he went, what? First outing was 4 2/3.
With 8 strikeouts.
His second was 8 with 7.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I mean, his next start is against the White Sox, so that trend may end there. But I mean, Mariners.
I mean,
worst hitting team in the American League.
May not. I mean, the White Sox are a pretty free swinging team too.
Yeah, but they can make contact.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then as far as Toronto, I guess I don't know. I mean, they hit a lot of home runs, so like you said, free swinging. But for the Blue Jays side. Yeah. So maybe that was the case there.
Yeah. So what was the big surprise for you of your teams?
Let's see, big surprise. You know, it'd be easy to say Kyle Loesch, but you know, I actually want to talk about James McDonald. Yes, he allowed 5 runs, but he went into the 7th inning.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, if you allow 5 runs, you go, what, 4 innings, something like that.
Yeah, so he was pretty efficient.
But he, you know, they stuck with him, and you know, we'll see how it goes. 3 strikeouts and 3 walks, fine, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. His next start is against the Reds, so I don't know if I'll start him.
Yeah.
But
especially at Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati, yeah.
The Great American Launching Pad.
I don't know if it's a good idea, but...
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have an up and down year probably.
Yeah, I mean, I was high on him during the off season, and maybe I might have overrated him, but you know, he's still good, serviceable.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys you can pick up in free agency, one of those late round flyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if you need somebody, you know, spot starter or something like that.
Yeah, if the matchup's right, definitely one of those guys you can take. Another guy that surprised me this week is Howie Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know, 4 home runs, all solo shots.
Mm-hmm.
9 runs, and he's batting .389. No steals yet.
No.
But still off to a nice start.
Decent start. I mean, you said it there, 4 solo shots.
Yeah.
So I don't see much in the RBI department.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, at least until Kendrys Morales comes back.
Right.
I think once Kendrys Morales comes back, if he's hitting, you know, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. So,
how about Cole Hamels? Cole Hamels had a horrible start in his first start against the Mets. But then, you know,
bounced back
a complete 180 against the Braves yesterday.
Yeah, and that may just be one of those things where Cole Hamels, you know, may not pitch well against the Mets, but...
He was 0-4 against the Mets last season. Mm. The ERA was not bad. It was at 3.20. But, I guess, I don't know, it caught up to him in his first start of the season. But he dominated that Braves lineup.
Yeah.
He, like, He had a no-hitter going into, I mean, I believe it was like, I guess the fourth or fifth, something like that. Mm. But he was like lights out. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. His next start is against us, the Fish.
Against the Fish.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
So, if, I don't know how, I mean, I think he's so-so against the Marlins.
I tend to see lefties doing better against the Marlins.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, even though the Marlins tend to have a more right-handed lineup,
mm-hmm.
although this year we're fielding two lefties, which is nice,
mm-hmm.
In Chris Coughlin, Logan Morrison, but I just think that the Marlins tend to, for whatever reason, even though they're right-handed hitters, tend to not hit well against lefties.
I mean, he's a fireballer, and I think that's going to help the Marlins.
Yeah, the Marlins have never met a fastball they don't like.
Yeah, so, you know, as far as that's concerned, I think we should be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
We actually have, who's opposing him? Let's see, we have J.J. Nosco. I think it's Javi Vasquez.
Javi Vasquez or had a... Anibal Sanchez. Javi Vasquez had a nice little bounce back start on Sunday. Oh, was it Sunday that he pitched?
Javi Vasquez Saturday.
Actually. Saturday. Okay. Yeah, it came back nicely on Saturday.
Yeah, he kept the team in the game.
And I think that's really what the Marlins want him to do is just pitch well enough to keep them in the game.
Exactly.
Just Sunday the game just got away from them.
Yeah. That was,
you know, Sanchez pitched well to a point and then let it get away.
The wheels came off.
Yeah, and then the bullpen just, you know, it was like one thing after the other, just not well. Let's talk about some free agency guys in the outfield, because there's guys out there that, you know, like we talked Austin Jackson. Like, you know, if you drop Austin Jackson, who can you pick up? Here's some guys that I like. Alex Gordon has gotten off to a really nice start so far. The strikeout rate does concern me a little bit. 9 strikeouts and 42 at-bats already.
Yeah.
Kind of concerns me. Carlos Beltran, 2 home runs already. The batting average is a little low. And he's only gotten 26 at-bats.
Yeah, he probably won't start a lot this year.
Yeah.
Well, I guess on days that you may need him or whatever, he probably won't be starting. Let's say you need Sunday, you need to catch up on whatever statistic.
He's probably not going to start.
Yeah, don't count on Carlos Beltran.
But let's get off to the guys that have gotten off to nice starts. Willie Bloomquist for Arizona.
Yeah,
has a home run, 5 RBIs, 8 runs scored, 6 steals, batting .394 to this point.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is he's only drawn 2 walks. You'd like to see the walk rate up a little bit more, but he's only struck out twice.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of playing time because of Steven Drew's injury, but now that Drew's back, you know, his playing time may be cut down severely here. So, and you may want to be careful with Willie Bloomquist. Mm-hmm. No doubt he's going off to a hot start, but, you know, just maybe taper the expectations a bit.
Yeah, another guy that has gotten off to a good start, but when you look at the numbers a little bit more, you see cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Cameron Maybin.
Okay.
In 29 at bats so far, he's hit 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs, 3 steals, which is nice. It's a nice little surprise there. He has 1 walk to 8 strikeouts. I think he's got a bit of Austin Jackson syndrome.
Yeah, he had that here.
Yeah, so he had that with the Marlins too, and I think that's probably why they decided that, you know, it was time to get, you know, rid of him, was because of the strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's lightning fast. If he gets on base, he's going to, he's going to tear it up, but
you probably
get on base. Exactly. A guy that I really like so far though is Johnny Gomes.
Yeah.
He's, you know, 5 of 22, which is only .227,
mm-hmm.
but he's walked 12 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Compared to only 6 strikeouts. And he's got 2 home runs and 8 RBIs. I think he's a good guy to have in your lineup if you're looking.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to help you in the batting average department, but, you know, he's going to help you elsewhere. I mean, he's going to draw walks. He's going to get on base. He's going to score runs. He's going to drive in runs. He's got, you know, he's going to hit for a little pop, maybe 20 home runs this year. So,
unlike his days with the Rays where he was not an everyday guy, he's an everyday guy in Cincinnati. So,
absolutely.
And especially when we're talking about the ballpark in Cincinnati, that's only going to help your team. If you have if batting average isn't your strong suit, then that's fine. You already have a crappy batting average.
Yeah.
So you can plug in Johnny Gomes, or if your batting average is phenomenal, Johnny Gomes.
You can give a little, yeah.
Exactly. Won't hurt you.
Yeah. So let's say you lost your shortstop, and say you had Hanley Ramirez, you had Eric Ibar.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you pick up? I mean, there's a few guys out there.
I like Yunel Escobar.
Yeah, I was about to say Yunel Escobar is batting .476, 5 walks to 4 strikeouts, right, which is nice. He's got the home run. He's got 6 RBIs, 4 ribbies already. Mm-hmm. Not bad production for a guy that's going to be hitting probably in the bottom of the order.
I mean, he had a concussion earlier this week, but he seems to be fine. I mean, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, another guy who's filling in for Clint Barmas in Houston is Angel Sanchez. Gotten off to a nice start too. 7 runs scored, .364. Strikeouts not that high. Drawing some walks. You know, it's not going to hit for power, but he's going to contribute in all the other categories.
To add on to Sanchez, this doesn't help in fantasy baseball, but I don't know if you saw some of his defensive plays.
Great defender.
During the weekend, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, he's a much better defender than Clint Barmas.
Yeah.
Barmas is more of a hitter. But I like what I saw this weekend out of Sanchez.
Yeah, another guy that could be an option for people who have lost shortstops right now is Johnny Peralta from the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
He's shortstop and third base eligible. Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
Always a plus.
Always a plus to get that extra eligibility.
Yeah.
He's got a home run already. He's got 4 RBIs, 4 runs scored, 1 walk, but only 2 strikeouts. So he's showing some plate discipline, in the sense that he's not swinging at balls.
No.
He's not taking walks, but, he's not missing the ball much.
Right.
He's batting .379 so far, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can bat, 280,
it's
good. He's going to hit, 15, 20 home runs. And I think that's pretty much it for the guys that I would say are options at shortstop.
Yeah, there's nobody really jumps out. I mean, Paul Janish from the Reds, he's kind of splitting time with Renteria, but, he's going off to a nice start.
Right.
Batting .444.
Yeah.
3 RBIs and a steal, so.
So what do you do if you lost Evan Longoria or Ryan Zimmerman at this point, who's injured? Because third base could be good, at the top, but then it gets really bad fast.
Yeah, it depends on the league. I mean, you picked up Alberto Callaspo in one league, but he's available in another league, so that's an option.
Yeah, I mean, Callaspo's hitting .367 with 2 home runs, 5 ribbies,
mm-hmm.
5 walks to 1 strikeout. So if you're looking for an on-base guy, he's mm-hmm. scored 5 runs. He's not going to steal, but...
Right.
But, he's got... he's going to contribute in the other categories. A guy to watch out for potentially right now is Felipe Lopez.
Okay.
If he gets a shot, although Sean Rodriguez in Tampa is playing, is going to be handling the bulk of third base.
Right.
If Felipe Lopez gets a shot, he's a guy that can hit for a good batting average, definitely. Score some runs, steal some bases, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I really don't see anybody that, is golden,
Yeah, exactly.
There's nobody there that, I guess Miguel Tejada, he's shortstop and third base eligible.
Right.
Maybe he can take a flyer on him.
Yeah, although he is in the twilight of his career.
Right, that's the knock on him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say only, but
it's a huge knock. That's a huge knock, exactly.
So
maybe a Ty Wigginton in Colorado. Yeah.
I mean, you know, with Ian Stewart struggling.
Yeah, I think he's going to see a lot more time at third.
You have him, and you also have Jose Lopez.
Yeah.
He's also third base eligible.
Right.
He's playing second base for the Rockies.
Yeah, he's got a couple of home runs, 7 RBIs already. The batting average isn't up there, but, you know, he's contributing.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that would have been smart to do come draft day was maybe get a backup third baseman for you. Obviously, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to go down. Right, exactly.
But,
and if you're of my strategy, you don't have any bench players.
Right.
So when I lost Longoria, I had to go to the waiver wire real quick and pick somebody up. Because all my bench players are pitchers. And just because it's points league, pitchers get a lot of points. So I kind of, you know, stack my team that way.
A guy like Omar Infante, who should be available in plenty of leagues, that's another guy that can be plugged in there.
Right.
So, you know.
There's options. You have options out there. Just, you know, troll your waiver wire. There's, look at the stats. Look at, you know, look at what they've done over the last week or so and kind of give you an idea of.
Pay attention to last season. Look at last season's stats because, you know, like we said, you know, there are 30 at-bats into the season and you can't really get a feel for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you might want to look at maybe the second half of last year or something to that effect.
Right.
And maybe go from there.
Yeah.
And that's the best advice we can give you as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I mean, we seem to be doing well with our teams.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Can't complain. But, yeah. You know, some there. I've been in a situation where nothing's going right for me.
Right.
So, I feel your pain.
Yeah. So, anyway, Rafi, I think we're out of time for today.
Okay.
But, again, crazy week in fantasy, in baseball in general. We'll be back next week with definitely more coverage. A lot of two-start pitchers this week, guys. So definitely go out there, check out your two starters, your two-start pitchers for this week. It's kind of nice. Most of your aces should be having two starts.
Definitely.
And I mean, until then, you know, email us podcast@touchemall.net and follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You know.
Visit the blog baseball.blogspot.com.
Check us out on iTunes. You know,
we're all over the place.
You can find us. So anyway, until next week, good luck on all your fantasy leagues and keep watching baseball.